This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that this initiative would not only boost tourism but also lead to the development of the neighbouring cities as tourist places. The Prime Minister also emphasized that Vikasit Bharat is the goal of every Indian, and when every state is Vikasit, only then Bharat will be Viksit. Prime Minister Modi further urged all to work towards inclusion of women in the workforce. He said laws and policies should be made so that women can be respectfully integrated in the workforce. All states and UTs expressed unanimous solidarity and support for the armed forces during Operation Sindoor at the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi today. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Niti Aayog CEO B.V.R. Subramaniam said there was anger over the incident in Pahalgam and everyone commended the role and valour of the defence forces and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that during the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was demonstrated during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
The Prime Minister emphasized that an Atmanirbhar Bharat would lead to a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi urged states to focus on exports and also spoke about the One District, One Product initiative. The Niti Aayog CEO said Prime Minister Modi also urged states to implement programs funded by the central government. The all-party delegation from India to Russia, led by DMK MP Kanimori, today put forth India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms. Addressing a joint press conference at the Indian Embassy in Moscow, MP Kanimori said that the Pahalgam terror attack was done by terrorists who had infiltrated the Indian territory from Pakistan. She said that the terror organization that claimed responsibility for the attack was protected by Pakistan in the United Nations Security Council. She further emphasized that India responded responsibly and ensured that no civilians were affected and military bases were unharmed. In Uttarakhand's Chamoli district, the gates of Hemkund Sahib will open tomorrow. Today, about 4,000 Sikh devotees led by Panj Pyare carrying the Nishan Sahib departed from Govind Ghat Gurudwara to Ghangariya. After resting overnight, they will proceed to Hemkund Sahib tomorrow morning, where the first Ardas of the year will mark the gates opening for devotees. In Bangladesh, planning advisor Dr. Wahiduddin Mahmood today said that chief advisor of the interim government, Mahmood Yunus, will remain in the interim government, which is committed to completing its assigned responsibility. Meanwhile, as per the media reports, members of the interim government's advisory council held a closed-door meeting today amid ongoing political unrest. The unscheduled meeting began at 12:20 p.m. in the capital and concluded around 2:20 p.m. The meeting comes amid heightened political tension and growing speculation over the stability and continuity of the interim government. The U.S. administration has taken significant steps to lift sanctions on Syria following President Donald Trump's earlier pledge to assist the war-torn country in its recovery efforts. The U.S. Treasury Department issued a general license that clears the way for transactions involving Syria's interim government as well as its central bank and state-owned enterprises. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's singles final of the Malaysia Masters with a thrilling victory over Japan's Yushi Tanaka in Kuala Lumpur. 32-year-old Srikanth defeated Tanaka in straight sets 21-18, 24-22 in the semi-final. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia announced that the Khelo India Northeast Games will be held annually in one of the 8 northeastern states. And that is the end of this news bulletin.